Do you need 10 pounds to pay for this intro, guys?
You fucking started this, and we've already fucked it up, and we literally just started. Oh,
nailed it.
God. Exactly. Yeah.
Is there such thing as takes in podcasting? Is there such thing as takes?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like the take of just like, here you go, Spotify. Here you go, Apple. Here you go, generic place no one gives a fuck about. Here you go. Burps are us.
this is the service we call
greetings, brethren. Welcome to Lights Out in the Zone. We finally figured out shit. And in the process of making our new podcast, multiple things have happened. Jolly's moved. Hello, I moved, and we got to play Minecraft Villagers. My quick note is I have not yet used my night microwave for an atomic bomb.
What?
Oh, that's disappointing.
Big
disappointment.
Well, okay.
This is but a pure disappointment, Eamon, and I expect you to fucking fix it. Right, BRB, take me home, country roads, to a place where the bombs belong. Where the bombs belong. Oh dear, what are we talking about today? We're talking about video games, aren't we?
Yes, of course.
Does someone want to introduce what we decided to talk about at like 10 minutes before we decided to shoot this?
Because we're good at planning that.
Of course we are. I like it. We have in where we record this, we have a planning room, and it's never been used.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not like we planned this about like what 10 minutes before we.
Shushy boy.
We weren't supposed to say that.
It was kind of like, good heavens, just look at the time.
It's literally just a fucking meme. Good heavens, would you look at the time?
It's 3.5 seconds away from the podcast. We better get out of
Y'all ever get it when Mr. Wolf just shows up and says, it's 24 minutes past 7. Get a fucking watch, cunt. What's the time, Mr. Wolf? Time for you to get a watch, you dumb shit.
Oh
dear. We're talking about video games for once.
Yeah, we talked about it last time.
Yeah, it's like it's interesting because we've been looking at a lot of like mature games, like stuff like Black Ops, and one thing I think we were on about was that did anyone notice that those games have mature content filters, and they're rated 18.
Hang on a minute.
A mature filter for a mature game.
For context for the listeners, like, they fucking decide, like, it appears you've purchased an 18... I can imagine him just, like, some sort of professor sat with his little spectacles, like, you have purchased this 18-rated video game, and you don't want the blooded gore and strong language still in the back of the box? Okay, that's fine, you fucking pansy.
Wow.
Have you considered being a voice actor?
Oh, yes, I have to, darling. Wait, did I just...
That was DJ Groove.
That was fucking gay. Yo, darling.
Good to am.
Where's that kid? But yeah, but like, what's the big deal about this? Like, why the fuck do people want to filter games where they already know the content they should be expecting?
It's kind of this weird thing that society expects, like. Like, oh no, got the thing about the children, hoop-a-dip-a-dip.
I love the hoop-a-dip-a-dip. It's like, no, think of the children. Actually, hang on, I think it should be more phrased to, oh no, look for the man children.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there. But like, why the fuck would you want all this shit? Like, they fucking show all this stuff, right? And they're just like, hey, we've got all this cool shit, and we're doing this, and that, and it's just like, guys, fucking hell, like, we paid good money for this kind of content. Why would we want to disable it?
Yeah.
I guess it is for the children, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
apologies for the sudden disappearance.
What happened?
You disappeared?
I know, my mum just wanted to talk to me about something.
He probably wants to talk to you about the impact of violent video games on children. It's like, no, Mr.
Now, Stefan, you need to avoid playing those violent video games or you're going to get an AK-47 and fuck that shit up!
But Mum, I'm only playing Roblox.
I don't care, what's that
Roblox
you're holding
there? Roblox is a very violent game.
It actually surprisingly is. Which is incredibly ironic, considering it's like, hey, what are you playing? I'm playing Roblox. What are you doing on Roblox? Breaking out of jail and murdering police officers! Yay!
Are you sure that's not GTA 7?
GTA 7's graphics and it's just fucking cuboids. Y'all ever get it where you just think about the new, like, you think about the, what was it? If Saints Row 5 comes out, they're working on that, aren't they? The new Saints Row game. You think, honestly, it's just going to be fucking Tony from Kellogg's?
Oh, you mean the tiger?
Yeah, Tony. It's just going to be Tony the Tiger.
Tony. Oh, no.
It's just going to be Tony. All it is in the co-op is going to be Tony the Tiger and Chester the Cheetah drive-by-in motherfuckers with two who's.
I think there's a mod for that.
Eat my goddamn Cheetos, bitch.
That's just totally Tiger saying, this murder experience is going to be great!
Oh my fucking... great multi-kill!
Could you imagine if... Oh boy!
Could you imagine if Quake 3 was narrated by Tony the Tiger?
Oh.
Multi-kill! Monster kill! Whoa!
No joke, I actually want to see that.
Next up, Scooby-Doo mod odd for Team Fortress 2. Roar! They're taking your control point!
Zoinks!
Zoinks! Scoop! The red team has taken the cards!
Zoink! Oh, gee, Willikers! We've lost the intel!
They only hear the good news or the bad news.
Zoink, Scoob, I lost my virginity! Daphne!
There are actual voice mods for Scooby-Doo for TF2.
Fuck yes, I need some. I need that in my game!
Wow.
That's fucking grand.
I need it!
Oh god. It's like, but like, I was playing, like, at least for context for me, I was playing Black Ops 4 earlier, right? You know, really fucking violent game. If anyone does not know what that is, please take the nearest rocket ship to the next fucking planet you live under a rock. Planned, motherfucker.
So it's Kerbal Space, Kerbal Space Program, IRL.
It's Kerbal Space Program if the passengers were gamers that were also semi-versions of Patrick. Living under the rock and fucking brain dead.
Oof. That's a side of for me, too.
That is some yikes. But, like, I booted it, and the first thing I was, you know, the usual brightness information, all that shite. And it just comes up, would you like to disable the mature content in this game with the blood and gore and the language?
Do you know
no, I fucking
I
wouldn't. How about we just say it like this? No, I fucking wouldn't, you hypocritical fucker. I want to blow some bastard's legs off.
Well, then.
I have to admit, multi-kill! I have to admit an embarrassing story. When I played Black Ops 1 ages ago, when I had an Xbox 360, apparently the profanity, like the violence filter was on, basically it was like, censored.
Oh my fucking god, you pansy!
The thing is, I didn't know. I was just like, wait a minute.
Could you imagine that? A kid watching YouTube going up to his parents like, Mommy, why doesn't he say fuck you, you stupid whore?
What the fuck did you say to me?
What the fuck you say to me, little shit?
But yeah, it's just an army of
censored ninjas.
Censored ninjas. I honestly didn't... Because there were some scenes in the game where, like, the words were different from others.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was one time where Woods, he said damn instead of fuck. And I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. But after
what
a while,
the
like,
damn?!
Oh, yeah, he basically was like,
Oh, fudge.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
it's like what they do in music, because it seems like every track has a different way of censoring music. It's either reversed, or it's bleeped, or it's distorted, or whatever. Or it just cuts out entirely. Like, where are the standards on, like, doing this sort of shit? If you're going to do it right.
Well, surprise, there are no standards.
Yeah, I was about to say, here's the it's just going to be a standard with a one sheet saying we don't give a fuck.
That's a similar thing with volume, though, with like audio, like music. You've noticed like there's no actual standard for audio. So there's one song is really loud. Another one could be like, I don't know, like 20 decibels quieter.
And another one features a clipping track of a man burping his fucking lungs out in the background.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Steph, you knob.
I know, I'm disgusted.
Oh, dear. But, like, that's so weird. Now that I think about it, I do notice that in a lot of music. That they just... There's no sort of standard for the volume. It's like, one minute I'm walking down the fucking yellow brick road of bloody, Wizard of Oz. And the next minute, in it, I'm pressing the gas, yeeting myself down the highway.
I mean, you know, as you do.
Yeah, it's like, you would think for how long music has been, you know, music recording has been, you think someone would have developed a standard for that sort of thing.
No, but they can develop a standard for being a fucking pansy at
it.
So basically, the musical associations of Great Britain. Like, what do you think? Like, when it comes to, like, back on with games, it's like, should games really... I don't know. Like, I don't know if games should have mature content filters if they're actually, you know, mature rated games. What's the fucking point?
I think it depends on how much you want, I'm trying to think. Like, you know when there's some games that are extremely violent, like, fucked up.
Something like Evil Within.
Something really fucked up.
Violence. Oh, something like, really deals with, like, really dark topics as well.
Yeah. Not quite on the level GTA, but a bit more than that. I'd say they should have a level of profanity, like, saying, like, oh, do you want to reduce the gore amounts? Like, I know there's a lot of games out there that have a violence filter. They say, oh, do you want to turn down the blood and gore? Because sometimes if you put too much gore, it can cover the screen and just blood, and you're yeah, I can't see what I'm doing.
Reminds me of games like a Serious Sam where they have like hippie mode and kid mode. No, blood and gore, blood and jibs all over the place. Don't like them. Carrots and candy, bitches. Seriously, that's an option in that game.
I can't wait for Serious Sam 4. But
oh, it's gonna be so good.
Yeah, it's gonna be such a good game. But what I think on this subject is that. I feel like, for like 18 plus games, unless Seth said it's very, like, there's, you know, something exceptionally gory or something like that. But I mean, like your average game, for instance, like your average Call of Duty or what have you, shouldn't really be having a filter.
Yeah.
However, I was watching you play, Call of Duty, Black Ops 4. And I feel like if they did like some sort of stylized thing, like with the zombies thing, you remember that was like a
cell shading cartoon mode.
Yeah, I think I mean, for something like that, that makes a lot more sense, and I think that would be pretty cool.
I think it also gives them a good opportunity for developers to go wild and be comical with their games.
Yeah, so like stuff like that makes a lot more sense.
Just because a game isn't incredibly gory doesn't make it like really mature and dark and engaging. It just makes it ridiculously overly gory. So every Saw film ever.
Yes. So, but anyway, that's what I think. Mm. Like, for the average 18 plus game, doesn't really need it, but I do really think it would be cool just to see these, like, cel-shaded filters that I think that could really be a cool thing.
It just makes you think about, like, what's going on. Like, with the current state of gaming, everyone's just getting really sort of petty about what they want to play and what's in games. And it's like, a game is an art form. A game should be treated as any way, like a film or a movie or a piece of music.
Yeah.
What's the fucking difference?
And it just hasn't been for like ever since its inception. It's never been seen as like some sort of art form, but you know, not like TV shows or movies. It seems like there's an exception to games in particular that causes violence, apparently.
Don't get started on that. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So it's like,
End it on that, like, with regards to that sort of thing? Let's just put that on that note. Fucking anyone that believes, I think we could. Does anyone agree here? is my way I think about it. If you say video games make you violent, you're a prat.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Given the scientific proof. But like, yeah. Can it though? Like, people with like mental issues, like, I could assume they would be more easily influenced by the material. Mm. Technically, that could make a difference. But then again, for the average person, I don't know.
I mean,
for the average person, they're going to be going around anyway, going, whoa, whoa, fucking double kill your butt. Actually, more. Actually, it'd be more like, fuck you, you Russian piece of shit, get out of my son. Alright, or I swear to God, mate, I'm going to dox your bitch ass, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to smack your bitch up. You weak cunt. It's literally just.
You went Scottish slightly there.
Scottish and Australian. Bitch, I am bare fucking grills.
Well,
surprise.
Improvise, surprise, adapt, overcome.
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 Much. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to question that. I'm just going to say, okay.
Oh, God. Like. Gaming nowadays is a cesspool. It's a fucking shit show.
It's just kind of, it's a side effect of the internet, because there was so many of these people around anyway, but there wasn't...
What, the spicy, dank memers? What's up, 4chan? Let's get in the party van, which is also... my van.
Like
hey, Steph,
that.
What did you think of my van?
What van?
What?
The 4chan party van. Wink, wink.
I have very levels of objection.
I have very degrees of concern.
The visual confusion.
You were supposed to go along with it, you fucker!
I don't know what to respond.
I was expecting you to say something like, oh, it's good!
I mean, hey, you said that, so...
Fair enough.
I don't
know. Anyone got anything else to add on that sort of stuff?
People really need to be a bit more like not target video games as much as they are.
Because it's just going to get to a point where we can't tell stories based on the content.
It's down to the point now where developers are just getting too afraid to tell stories because they're going to cause controversy
I think it's just the fact we're living in a fucking society of just a cesspool of censorship and bullshit.
Pretty much.
It's a shit show.
It is.
A shit show.
Fuck me. Anyone got anything else to end up? For fuck's sake!
you want to try that again, Jolly?
What?
What? Fuck me.
No, not that.
VRB. All right,
guys, welcome to the X rating.
It's like, hello, welcome to Light Out in the Zone After Dark, where Jolly gets his dick out and Steph talks about sheep.
Sheep have wool. They are their material has made
so, hang on, and now. Education on sheep anatomy and usage with FD Dale. So now we've got sheep anatomy and discovery brought to you by the dying David Attenbury knockoff.
Oh dear.
Big oof.
Go, Steph.
So you can see the sheep. Oh fuck, I'm dead.
Wow, that ended quickly.
So
exactly.
So you can see the sheep is so cute to know. God, my attack.
Oh, God.
Fucking drop dead.
Do you think that's what happens with a documentary narrator? They're like, and now here we see the wild animal. Oh shit, I'm having a heart attack.
Could you imagine, like, trying to commentate? Like, I am having a heart attack. My heart is racing. I feel like I'm reaching the light. Holy shit, that's my long lost ex. You're a slag, you cock. Oh,
dead.
I am dead. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Oh.
Yay.
Yeah. What? Hang on. The regularly scheduled programming is. Is this when Wingardium Leviosa? What are you using Wingardium Leviosa for then, Steph?
I don't know. To kill
people. I thought for a second you were about to say
depression.
I thought you were about to. I thought you were about to say depression. It's like, yeah, like feeling sad. Wingardium Leviosa Muda.
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 Neither do you, Sophie.
What?
No, Sophie, you just need to continue being German.
I never stopped being German.
Lies! Lies! Nothing but lies!
Germans never do anything but
Germans
lies.
Germans never die!
What?
Cunts, are we not gonna fucking know anything about Legends Never Die?
You cut out on my head.
I said, Germans never die!
Yay!
Y'all, do you want to see my epic?
Legends never die.
This is epic.
I'm about to sing.
Speaking of epic games, I bought Borderlands 3 just recently.
Wow.
On the Epic Store.
That game has a lot of violence in it, and nobody talks about that.
I think it's because, then again, people say it's in a cartoony style, but I don't think I should apply.
I don't think that really matters.
Actually,
that's something to talk about. Do you think, is cartoon... No, actually, not just cartoon violence, but, like, you know how in a game, say, a 7-rated game, that like, you're killing zombies, for example, mm-hmm. and their blood is, like, green. How is that child-friendly compared to...
What, like Plants vs. Zombies?
Say that. Yeah, that's killing zombies.
The portrayals of violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like...
It's just the poos just spewing from the zombies. Breath.
Yes, it's the weird...
Well, I was about to say, I bet they'd be thinking differently if the zombies afterwards like screaming in agony.
Oh,
mommy!
Help me!
Ah! Medic!
Just get up!
I'm hit!
I've fallen!
I'm lit! Wait! Hang on! You're hit! I'm lit!
Hey! That was bad.
Alright, BRB, you're gonna go jump out my window.
No!
Alright, have fun!
Please don't!
Tell me about the afterlife.
yeah. Ow.
Sorry, you idiot.
Hey, it's pretty nice up here in the afterlife. There's like naked women, and like
nice.
You're dead. That's good. Amen.
Oh, and by the way, there's one disappointing thing about the afterlife.
What?
I'm still a virgin.
Oh.
Fuck. I don't know where you are. That was painful.
Oh boy.
Some F's in chat.
F.
Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
So the perfect balance of peace and virginity. Peace. Life is hard. Life is stressful. I need peace and virginity.
Peace and virginity.
So wait, you need to keep your virginity then.
No! Wait a minute.
It's like, fuck! It's like, wait.
Sophie, I don't appreciate being baited. Is this the baited podcast? At me, Keemstar.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking. Please don't at me, Keemstar. Please don't hurt me.
That escalated quickly.
You ever think escalating quickly is just like literally just people just walking up a fucking escalator? That escalated quickly.
How about running up the escalator?
Yes.
So you're running in escalation.
The escalator.
No, you're running in escalation.
Oof.
Are you really though?
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Deja vu.
Yeah.
I've been on the excavator.
You ever think? When someone says, "Let me elevate my," so you know what I'm saying about mood earlier, elevating people's moods. You just walk into fucking lift and it's like, whoop, and I'm happy, whoop, and I'm depression.
Yay. Oh,
yay, depression.
Yeah, I'm sad again.
It's yeah.
Like, yay, I'm depressed.
It's like,
I'm severely depressed.
I want to die.
Oh,
okay. Sorry, have fun with that.
No.
I mean, it's kind of fun.
Kind of.
That's a sentence I never thought.
Yay! Someone joined in. I'm happy now.
Yay!
And I need to go 10 floors down. Yeah, what? It's the when he has Houston's quest.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I remember. Oh
my fucking god! Here comes the Lightzad Orchestra.
It's just a bunch of
naked people singing internet meme.
Oh,
I mean, can't go wrong.
Well, with that. Do this. I mean, I am, but that's besides.
Wait, point. Matt's in? Oh, fuck no.
What?
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 In the butt?
What?
Oh,
what? What? In the butt?
What?
What? My ears?
Ow.
You're all deaf.
It's like, the only thing. What? Watch that, Sonny?
Fucking
my day. I'm having a heart attack again. Please help.
No. Oh, the other thing, they just turn around. They go, "What's that, Sonny? You're a virgin, right? We can change that."
No. That's so much no. That's a no for me.
That is not. Okay.
Drop it off. Suck it, 20.
No.
Oh.
Reverse card.
No, you.
I'll just post this. No one's gonna be able to see this, but I feel this is a.
I'll just leave this here.
Yeah, I'll just leave this here.
Lewd!
Too lewd!
For context, Matt is posting lewd memes.
Nah, he's posting an anime gif.
He's being a fucking weeb.
What is this weeb shit?
Come fight me, I'm a weeb.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with liking a bit of anime.
I 1v1 you in Quake.
I'll fucking 1v1 you, let's go mate. After this, let's go play Quake. Steph, you want to play Quake?
Nah.
Instinct of Borderlands 3, fucking millennial.
Borderlands 2 was a good game, alright? Still is a good game.
I suppose, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Borderlands 2 VR comes to PC this year.
Oh,
that's
going
to be sweet.
Nice.
Oh, dear. Anyone got anything else to add?
Don't know.
Is it time we call it Lights Out, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me turn off my light. Okay.
Nice.
Lights out, everyone.
Actually, is there any other topic we can think of?
I can't think of anything personally at the moment. For the most part,
I think that's about everything we got into this.
I think our best point is it time we flick the switch?
It's time to I'm ripping
that switch out of the wall until we can think of something.
All right,
better.
Steph, flick the switch.
Yeet! Okay.
Lights out, everyone. Good night.
Lights out.
Good night.
Night.
Fuck!